So here we go in the ACC, you know, I mean, that's it's going to be like that. That's the greatest. If you don't like that as a player, as a coach, you know, there's something wrong with you. And it's, you know, it's not always going to be pretty or anything like that. But, you know, I was really proud of our team because in the first half, I thought we had really good looks. And we couldn't make a shot. We couldn't make a jump shot anyway. And, you know, shoot 25%, hang in there, you know, where you're close enough to come back in the second half. But then get down 10 or whatever in the second half and still have the toughness to come back, I think, is really a good sign for the next 15. So, you know, you got to go through a game like that to know you can do it. And hopefully, you know, we really get a lot out of this game. I thought, you know, Sean Mosley just, you know, really helped us with our intensity level in the second half there, along with Jinsu Kim. And Braxton Dupree probably played as tough a defense as he's played since he's been here. There's big people out there on Georgia Tech. And, you know, Braxton gave us really good minutes when he was in there defensively. And that can really help us this year if he can do that. You know, if he does that one thing for us, that makes us a little different team on the inside in terms of our interior defense. So, you know, a lot of good things happened up there. We're going to build on this game. You know, we can shoot the ball, obviously, much better than that. We've got to work on that. But, you know, it's one of those things. I think that might have been a little bit of a hangover from the Morgan State game where, you know, these are kids and confidence comes and goes. And we had to play through getting back our confidence today, I felt. And once some good things happened to us, I thought we played really well down the stretch when we had to win the game. Last 2 days, we did a lot just in terms of trying to get. We were trying to keep an angle where they couldn't throw it directly where either of their big guys, well, three really, including Peacock, when they caught the ball, where they couldn't just drop step and take it to the basket and dunk it, or you know, get up 2 feet over the rim and lay it in, because we're not that type of team. So Dave, I thought, for the most part, did a tremendous job of keeping that angle away from them. And then we worked each day quite a bit on double-teaming the post. We were ready to go with it, but we never really did, especially when they made some threes, which we didn't expect in the first half. We were a little reluctant to double-team, but we did sag really well without completely double-teaming the post.
Gary, what did your explanation, or did they give you an explanation of why they
It was a foul on Sean Mosley. He said he called a foul originally. They just got messed up with what end to shoot the free throws. They realized it when they got down. See, that's a good crew. You know, those guys can referee. And it was his call. Whether, you know, you agree with the call or not, that was his call, that the foul was on Sean Mosley. So they just got screwed up which end. And, you know, Eddie Corbett, for instance, out there, he's worked Final Fours, championship games, things like that. So they had it under control. And you want a crew like that down the stretch where, you know, they're going to try to make every call. There's nothing going on. There's no politics or anything like that being played.
Coach, you all forced the season to have 28 turnovers. Anything different than you all did defensively, or was it more the spot?
No, I thought we had more energy today. We were the team of the turnovers Wednesday night. We had 21. So our press was really good the second half. It really... Pressure defense, not only, you know, you try to steal the ball, but I felt during the half that it got them out of their half-court offense a little bit in terms of the timing wasn't as good as it was the first half. I thought they did a really good job of their offense the first half, and we were able to disturb that a little bit, because when you have to go against pressure on every play, there's a tendency to get tired, but there's also a tendency for the mental part of it, you know, where you're not quite as sharp when you're trying to run your half-court offense, and I thought our pressure gave us that in the second half. He's developing, you know. I mean, you're not going to – I don't want any player that comes here, no matter how good he was in high school, to stay at that level. You know, I want guys to get better, and that's what Sean's doing. You know, he's just – you know, he's really one of those people that listens. You know, he really listens in practice. He just looks you right in the eye when you're trying to teach something, and – you know, he's trying to see himself in that situation. He does a really good job of that, especially for a freshman. You know, he's come in and, you know, he's, you know, whether he starts or not, it doesn't matter. You know, he's a very important player on our team right now.
Again, not a great series night for Eric, but came through with Lester.
Yeah, I mean, and that's going to happen. You know, we're going to have games where you don't shoot it, but finding a way to win is the key. And Eric stepped up. Gravis made a couple of really good plays there down the stretch. And, you know, Landon Milburn quietly plays, you know, every game. You know, he just plays, gives you what he can. And like I said, Braxton Dupree and Jinsu Kim are really keys because we could rest Landon. Landon got three fouls pretty early. I don't remember exactly where he got them, but to be able to play Jinsu and Braxton up front really helped us today because of their size.
Coach, you mentioned before that you feel that the team has been hesitant in some of their shots. Do you feel that that has gotten better, that they're letting the ball fall a little bit more? Do you think the players are still being too hesitant in shooting the ball?
I was hoping they wouldn't shoot for a while there. You know, we didn't make anything. We had good looks. Dave Neal in practice, if he gets those looks, you know, he makes everything he shoots, you know, in that situation. You know, games are different with the pressure and everything. But, you know, we're good when we look to go inside or take the ball to the basket first, and then you settle for the open jump shot. I thought a couple times early in the game we were too quick to shoot. And, you know, there's a fine line there. Like you said, you don't want to mess with somebody's confidence, but you try to get them to understand time and score situations. And, you know, once you get that, you start really rolling like a machine, you know, with your offense. You're pretty tough to stop. But we'll shoot the ball better. You know, we've got too many guys that can shoot to shoot like we did today.
Coach, you pressed the whole game and then you came back. You know, you took the lead, and I think you really befuddled the other team. We can call the press off. Down the wire, was that something you had planned on?
Yeah, I mean, we got ahead, and the only thing with pressure, it can give the team an open look, you know, down the other end, because we're double-teaming all the time out of it, and I just wanted them to earn. Once we got the lead, I wanted them to earn it if they scored, where we didn't give them a wide-open layup or something like that, because we made a mistake in pressure. So that was the purpose of it, but, I mean, we went hard in that second half. I mean, we were 94 feet defensively for the first 18 minutes of that half.
Coach, how concerned are you with the three-point shooting, especially early on, but at the same time, them still have confidence down the stretch to hit big threes in crucial situations?
Well, you can't change. I mean, Georgia Tech did a really good job of making us take that was the best shot we had, you know, sometimes. And, you know, you can't stop shooting it. You have to shoot it. I mean, Eric Hayes is a good shooter. Gravis Vasquez is a good shooter. Dave Neal's a good shooter. Landon can shoot, you know, and Adrian Bowie's become a much better shooter. So, you have to shoot it. You know, you can't say, well, we're not shooting well today. We have to stop shooting it. You know, I heard the stands, you know, the buzz you hear every once in a while when you miss a couple in a row. But, you know, what do? You know, if that's the best shot you can get that time down, you have to take it.
Gary, with the game time, about a minute to play there, Bowie put it on the floor to the hoop. Can you talk about your confidence in him to run that play with four fouls?
Well, Adrian's really stepped up to be a key player for us where, you know, he's got the confidence, which he didn't have last year, to take the ball to the basket in that situation. And I think that's a part of the development. I mean, everybody can see if a player gets to be a better shooter or they get stronger looking or whatever, but the confidence factor is a big part of a player's success as he goes through a program. And Adrian right now, you know, he can come out of the game. You can talk to him, tell him he's got to do this, do that, and he'll go back in and he'll try to do it. And he can miss a couple shots this year or throw the ball away for that matter and not get it taken out of his game. In other words, he'll still play hard. He'll still try to penetrate the next time down court. And, you know, that's a big step for Adrian this year.
How much does a win like this and a comeback like this help you guys go on the road for the first time in over a month?
Well, I mean, wherever you play, you play a good team. What's tough about the road is when you're playing good teams. If a team wasn't any good, a road game isn't hard, but, you know, when you play good teams, they're tough. So we'll see. You know, Miami's a very good team. They've been in the top 20. They were in the top 20 for a long time. You know, they're looking at this. They have a game tonight at 7:00. This is the start of, you know, their AC season, that type of thing. So we'll see. But, you know, I know we'll play. You know, I know we'll play hard down there. And that's the big thing. When you go on the road, you can't change how you play. You can't say, well, we got a little more cautious now because we're playing on the road. I think you get in trouble when you try to switch it up, so I think we'll be okay.
One or two more, please.
Can we expect to see Gravis running the offense a little more as the ACC season progresses? Or?
It all depends on the matchups. You know, we've got three guys that can play point. Eric and Adrian played quite a bit there. Grievous probably ran 7-8 plays from the point. But, you know, we're versatile enough that any of those guys can run the offense. So I really don't matter. And if you notice, when one of those three guys gets a rebound, he's the point guard on the fast break. And it's really helped us. We're a much better transition team right now than we were at this time last year.
Gary, do you feel good about your team's prospects in terms of the rest of the ACC season and the postseason?
I feel good today, right now. I feel real good. But, you know, it's a long battle. It's 15 games, but you never look past the next game. And not because, you know, you won't prepare for Miami. It's because you put everything you can into getting ready for Miami. And then after that, you go play the next game. And see, if you look at the 16 games, given the fact that we played Duke, Carolina twice, Miami twice, that would look really tough if you looked at it on paper. You know, that's really a tough schedule. But if you look at it as we have to play this next game, that's all we have to do. That's all we can do between now and Wednesday night is get ready for the next game. So that's what you do. That's how you handle it. Dick, when you covered us at American U, we were getting ready for Bucknell and Lafayette and Ryder, you know. Had to get ready for Bucknell. That's all we could do.
Anything else, folks? Thanks, everybody.